Arizona's afternoon news with Mac and Gatos. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Well, something definitely stinks in the Arizona State Legislature. It's not Don Shooter because he got his walking papers. He was the perv, Lloyd, if you don't remember.
I do remember.
Nine women came forward and said, yeah, that guy's disgusting and he sexually harassed me. Okay, so that guy's gone. So now we got to deal with another, you know, pretty disgusting guy, Representative David Stringer. He is from Prescott. He is from Prescott. So let me give you the backstory on him real quick. He said not enough white kids to go around in public schools. How about that? They're not enough white kids to go around in public schools. Wonderful. He's also known for saying, hey, teaching is an easy part-time job with no special skills required. Only a dummy can say that, Lloyd. And he's one of three people that actually voted to keep Don Shooter. So this guy has had ridiculous statements, racist statements. He backs a perv. And the Republican Party here, Ducey and the chairman of the GOP in Arizona, they want him to resign. Will he resign?
Well, there's more to this story. Mm-hmm. Let's talk with veteran journalist with Capital Media Services, Howie Fisher. Howie, how are you today?
Well, glad to be here. Please don't drag me into the who's a perv at the legislature because the list is too long.
Oh, geez. Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, we'll have to get that list from you, man. I thought we got rid of the one perv, but who knows? We've got Representative David Stringer. Howie, I didn't even know who this guy was, obviously, until he said that thing about teachers about a few months ago. But is it possible that we could see Representative David Stringer get booted by his peers in a vote the same way that Don Shooter was booted by his peers in a vote?
Well, no, for a couple of reasons. One of them is technical. First, the fact is that the legislature doesn't reconvene now until January, absent a special session, which I don't think we're going to have. And
can I stop you? Can I stop you there for a second? The entire legislature doesn't come back until next year.
Does not come back until next year. We are a part-time legislature, going back to the old farming days where you'd come in, you'd pass a few laws, and you'd go back and push the plow.
We're not going through this. It's not that they're just leaving for the summer. They're done for the year. We're not even halfway through the year.
They're done for the year. Of course, they're only getting paid $24,000 a year. So we can debate that over a beverage of your choice.
Okay. But back to the story of can they boot him like Don Shooter? Sorry, go ahead.
Well, it comes down to the fact that by the time the legislature reconvenes in January, Stringer will have been on the ballot. And that will have given the Republicans in his district in the August 28th primary and all the voters in his district in the November 6th general election a chance to decide, do they want to keep him? And I think it would be really hard for the House to eject him based on something he said, not in the chamber, and something that he said, and his voters still returned him to office. So then there's one other little piece of it. My guess is that in their hearts, many of the Republicans who control the House and Senate probably agree with a lot of what he said. So
no.
I don't see him being evicted.
I mean, come on. There are plenty of people in his party that hate what he said, Howie. Come on.
Well, okay. Let's parse that a little bit. There are plenty of people in this party who hate having him say that, at least openly. But let's parse a lot of that. Some of what he said, certainly, you know, there aren't enough white kids to go around.
Yeah.
Also understand that he, very inartfully, was expressing something that has a factual basis, which is Anglo children represent only 40% of the children in Arizona public schools.
And that's a fact.
That's a fact.
Right.
And if in fact, you believe in integration, a la Brown versus Board of Education, a 1954 historic ruling, and if you believe you should have schools that are racially balanced, then to use his, again, inartful terms, there aren't enough white kids to go around to have, you know, white kids and brown kids and black kids in every school. Now, I think that part of the problem was that, like most politicians, sometimes you should quit while you're ahead. He went on to talk about this existential threat to the country from immigration.
Right.
And not just illegal immigration, all immigration.
Correct.
then when I interviewed him, much more than he said on this 50 seconds of videotape that went up on the web, when I did my exclusive interview with him, he started talking about, well, you know, we're changing the nature of the country. And I said to him, now, wait a second, isn't that what they said about the Italians? Isn't that what they said about the Irish?
Yeah.
And he said, well, we are a melting pot, but only for people of European descent.
Oh.
And I think that's where a lot of the Republicans fell off the wagon and said, you know, really, is that what we think in terms of the country? Now, you know, is immigration changing the country? Well, of course it is. I mean, look, let's ask the Native Americans who were here before 1492, what do they think of whether immigration changed their country? Every wave of immigrants has changed this country. The folks in Ukraine, where my own family came from, the folks that came from Eastern Europe and Northern Europe and from Africa and everywhere else, all changed the country. I think what he was doing in speaking to his largely white white Republicans men's club in Prescott was, you know, sounding that sort of voice of alarm for them, saying you need to be prepared for this. And somehow suggesting they should be scared of it. Yeah, and I think that's where a lot of folks said, no, Mr. Stringer, I think you've gone too far.
Yeah, I mean, the demise of the white race. I mean, that's the way that I saw him kind of saying it. Howie Fisher's joining us, Capital Media Services. What we're talking about is Arizona State Representative David Stringer. You know, he's the guy that said there are not enough white kids to go around. He said a lot of other things, and Howie interviewed him, and can't wait to get into what he said about Asians and Hispanics.
Howie, when you talked with him, he brought up problems and political implications. What kind of problems did Representative Stringer tell you that there were going to be with immigration and integration? Can you sum that up for us in 30 seconds or a minute or so?
Well, he said that to the extent that we're looking for cohesion as a country, the extent that you have different immigrant groups, that it will lack cohesion. Now, is that a problem? I don't know. You know, the fact is we've always had immigrant groups. The
sure.
fact is that all immigrant groups eventually do become, and I'll use the term loosely, assimilated, and they become Americans. The fact that they may have ties to their old country. I mean, look, you know, what do you think happens here on St. Patrick's Day? You know, mm-hmm. with the Irish flags flying, they have ties to the old country too. Does
yeah.
that mean that they're not Americans? Probably not.
No, definitely not. I mean, goodness, people have been coming here from all different types of countries for years and years and years. Howie Fisher is joining us on KTAR. I just wonder how to get this guy out. Can the GOP push him out? Can, like, if Doug Ducey came out yesterday and said, nope, this isn't what the Republican Party's about, I want him gone. The chairman of the GOP here in Arizona, I want him gone. There's no way that they could come back in the legislature and hold a special session and get him the heck out of here?
Well, again, the difference between what he did and what Don Shooter did is what Don Shooter did was in the halls of the legislature.
True.
And then when you walk up to another legislator and make comments about her breasts,
yeah,
that's a little different than somebody expressing a political viewpoint.
Okay.
You also run damn close to treading on First Amendment grounds. Look, whether you believe what David Stringer said is true or is distasteful, look, as a journalist, as are you guys, you have to, for lack of a better word, defend his right to say it. And that you cannot penalize somebody for expressing their viewpoints. That's why we have elections every 2 years. If the voters of Prescott don't like what he said, they're going to get rid of him.
Okay.
Talking with Howie Fisher, he's a journalist with the Capital Times. Howie, what have you heard with Don Shooter? We know that there was a lawsuit, some back and forth about where he was residing and whether or not he would be able to appear on the ballot.
Well, what happened is just this afternoon, we got a ruling from Judge, Rosa Moroz, and she said, look, I'm not buying his argument that somebody else re-registered him to vote here in Maricopa County. She says, it's incredible. However, if you look at what the law and the Constitution requires, and that residency is pretty much a state of mind. If I say I'm a resident of a place and I have an apartment in that place and I have some historic ties,
okay.
he decided that he is, in fact, a resident of Legislative District 13, which includes Yuma, and that he can, in fact, be on the ballot, the August 28th ballot to run for the Senate.
Right, so if you have a house in Yuma, you could live in Phoenix, but if you feel like you're a resident in Yuma, that counts.
Well, he also, you know, gets mail there. He also has his driver's license listed there.
Okay.
And so it wasn't just simply that he has a piece of real estate.
Gotcha.
That there's furniture there. Now, the fact is, it's sort of a bizarre arrangement to the extent that his wife lives here in Phoenix, and that ever since was ejected, he spent two-thirds of his time up here in Phoenix. And, in fact, his wife turned off the power in Yuma.
Oh.
But, again, he never moved out.
Okay.
And so the judge said, based on that, and probably based on the idea that, you know, voters should get the last word, we're going to let them decide.
Howie, thanks, man. Always appreciate you coming on the show.
Take care.
Howie Fisher, veteran journalist, Capital Media Times.